I would like to welcome you present at this meeting this morning, and I hope that this meeting won't be a long one, that we'll do it within 1.5 hours, because the only thing that we're going to do, we're going to adopt the minutes, and then there are reports that have to be adopted. And I think with the reports, besides going through it, we come to our recommendations. I want us just to apply our minds there, because there are certain things that I feel, you know, should be changed within the recommendations. Thank you. Let's start with our very first report, Llewellyn. Oh, yes, Llewellyn. Before we go further, any apologies?
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, apologies has been received from Honourable Lovemore and Honourable Madisha, as well as Honourable Likobo.
Thanks a lot for that, Llewellyn. I think you can just note them. Let's look at our minutes, please. And we start with the minute of the 19th of September, back in front of you. Thank you.
The first minute is the minute of the 19th September, and there we look at the Millennium Development Goals and then the adoption of outstanding minutes. Just look at page number one, is page number one in order, and I'm attending today on you, Honourable Makubela, because you said everything that you have is under committee in order. So if there are mistakes, I'm depending on you. Page one. Is everyone satisfied with page one? I've written about 2 minutes to go through it. Is those apologies correct? Or the people in there to be present? Alright. Page two. There we have an update on education for all, the goals. And these goals are taken directly from the paper they delivered to us. Is in order? Millennium Development Goals. Llewellyn on page 3. I don't like the term almost achieved and the DS at the bottom. You have to just cross out that one. Yes. Anything there on that page? We have questions and responses. Page 4, responses itself. And what we, Honourable Makubela, tell us which page?
4.
Page 4, yes.
The minor things under responses. The first paragraph. The last but one line. Create the space and time to engage.
Thank you. And then Llewellyn, what you should take up here is update on the Anna role of the various promises and irregularities. I think they the form record was report on Anna, because Anna was written out. And then the literacy and numeracy strategy. And then that meeting with Anna will have to be in our first meeting when we come back next year. Page 4.
Chair, I'm sorry, I haven't
finished that. Alright, Marty, you're reading very slow today. Alright, page 3.
No, I was looking on this minute, but I'm not mine. I found it here.
Where's your minute?
I've got it here.
Alright.
That is,
no,
why,
that
is why I'm sending it to you.
Alright, what is page 3?
The last bullet.
This one has South Africa seems to be much worse in our
world. I think we should change the C for an E.
Yeah. matters arising.
Yes.
Can we just agree that we will put the NDP discussion on
the agenda
meeting for next year? Yes.
All right. The National Development Plan. Yes, the first term.
Thank you, Chair.
That's one.
Yes.
One question. Why should we? Why is it a member query? Is it we should be members?
Yes,
it's just the SPN by members
query
the second line. Thank you.
The
second line.
Oh,
okay.
And who moves? Yes,
sir? I thought maybe you would have briefed us on the what happened to our report. What is the discussion? Or what is the progress? Is it still just noted, or is a reintroduction of those reports?
The report is still noted, but we are looking at reintroduction. But I spoke to the Secretary of Parliament. They still have to come back again to them, because I said what we can do, those recommendations that we have in those reports, we can move to other reports of us too.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm looking at that option. Thank you.
Any move for the minute?
I'm not.
Thank you. Who second? Thank you. Thank you. Let's look at the minutes of the 9th October 16th. We've got now Honorable Makubela and Honorable Molly that we're going to depend on. Look at the first page. Is everyone satisfied there with their names,
Chair,
where
Chair,
they
Chair,
are?
Chair.
Yeah?
Just on a point of order, can we just move back to the minute that was adopted?
Mr. Don't take me back, please.
No, but I've just checked, Chair, when I was looking at the attendance of this, of the second minute of the 9th. I just saw that the Honorable Mushwana has seconded while she was not in that meeting. There's an apology for her. That's a point of order, and I think it's fair.
Yeah, it's correct, yeah.
What minute? No, sir, I was seconding that those minutes be adopted.
Everyone satisfied.
This is Wednesday. Oh.
page 2, there we have an overview of service delivery environment for 2011-2012. Satisfied?
Okay,
Honorable Monica, satisfied? Page 3, there we have the legal, just all the departmental programs.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we did speak on page 9
mm-hmm.
on the number of projects.
Yes.
We need to just to rectify that one.
Yes.
Thank you.
We have to just rectify according to what we wrote in our annual report. What we discussed, like what we see. Because 33,000 is not a project. Page 10? Yes?
Yeah? I think Mr. Brown will notice that. That even just where I said 198, the sentence above. Says 23, that's by 23, and that's saying we must be 26.
Yes, that I think.
Yeah.
Whatever they got there, that's just in brackets. You know, the figure, because when you say, you do not start a sentence with a figure. Yes, so we would, so we just put in brackets the number, so that our sentence actually consistent. Page 10. Page 10. Alright, page 11. Page 11.
I'm waiting for page 12, sir.
Alright, page 12. Give you a correction there.
Yes, Chair, I think the RCD there.
Where?
Bullet 4 under Roman figure 4.
Yes, I got the RCD. Oh, yes, we have to change it to accelerated school infrastructure.
It may not be a bigger issue.
But
the the 1, 2, 3, fourth paragraph.
The one starting with Mr. Baker, yeah?
Yes. I know there was a question related to that, the resignation. But that sentence is merely just repeating that to me it's not really required, but we can live with that. That is merely restating. There was a question that was checking on the oversight and delivery unit.
Yes,
that
there has
been a resignation here in terms of it. So when she responded, she just mentioned that and continued to actually clarify. It was not just for
because
it to be the next.
Who moves the adoption of this minute? Mark Pereira.
Who moves and who seconds? Where is the question? Page 1.
Yeah, I was there.
Page 2.
Are we on the 6th November?
Yeah, page 2. Page 2. The only person quiet in this meeting today is my book. I wonder what.
Moni just sits in the
page
quiet.
Two.
Can you say that?
Page 2, yes,
Honorable Makubera. And look where she sits today.
Now he's in his mother-in-law. Page 2.
How did you do?
Page 2. Page 3. You know, people just like African
listeners.
Page 4.
They did not read.
I read 2.
Page
5. Page 6. There's a sick leave of Honorable Dina. Who should write that sick leave story? What's written? Llewellyn, page 6. It must be there.
Yes,
and it's an important point. Page 7, the girl is smiling. Because she had to use a flower to cover.
On this page, let us
and I did so bad. And there we go.
On this page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Page 5.
Oh, 6 November. Yeah. I'm looking at the last and the quote from the bottom bulletin, and I'm seeing the contact today.
Page 5.
I want to be any
bulletin.
Oh,
you just
want to
turn it
off.
The last two.
I can't expect
the last two bullets.
Yes.
Bulletin worth as much.
Page 5.
How was the department dealing with problems who have no target for education? And you put the question mark.
Who have
but
not?
No, just budget. Take away the ED there and what's wrong?
Okay.
No. That I have no budget. No. Just take the ED. Yes. Anything else?
We have no budget.
Page 9. She's a Gayan, not a Hayan. Who moves the minute?
I told
you. Mr. Mufansh, Honorable Mufanshana, second?
I'm
and I suggested that you are praying.
I was.
I was supposed you were not praying.
Okay.
Page 4.
Green.
Page 4? Page 5? Who moves and who seconds?
Yeah.
Page what?
Page 6.
Yeah.
And Roman figure 3.
Roman figure 3, yes. What
happened? The second sentence.
Yeah.
You know those financial years there? FYs, I think we can, yeah, we don't think. But I think Mr. Brown understands that there already has no debt.
Yeah.
We'll deal with that.
Sometimes
you
will want to
refer to all areas. No, they actually got inappropriate structures.
Okay.
in the SAC.
No Eastern Cape, is your Eastern Cape in Africa. They say the purpose of the accelerated school infrastructure delivery initiative grant was for the eradication of entire inappropriate structures and the provision of basic levels of water, sanitation, and electricity to schools. There's no Eastern Cape in there.
I want to hear the answer. And
there's no Eastern Cape in there. Yes, now that is correct because they are starting there in the Eastern Cape.
Good. And then there was a school in Mississippi which was so terrible. Then we assured that it's going on.
No, we don't know.
Yes.
Where the department comes in, you ask him that question.
What a question.
Or a question to the minister.
Okay, but I think I have that too.
Yeah. Page 52. Oh yes, you and Uncle Dino are that school, I remember that school.
Yeah.
So we went in to the rural area and we went way down to that school. Now you are correct, Uncle Connie.
Yeah.
Now start with recommendations. brought these are recommendations together, yeah, the bottom, but yeah. Yes, that's why I say start with recommendations that could be considered by both. You know, Let us just listen to Mr. Sadi.
No, just that in general, a solution to consider on the issue raised was to make the education support. It means passing another.
All right. Now just stop. Rework.
I will just take it out.
Yes, now what do you want to say?
To make the system work means. So now again, that's called a
problem. Let's take that one out. Recommendations that could be considered by the Department of Basic Education and provinces are as follows. They may have thanks, Honorable Bonshara, for showing that point. Because I always feel that, you know, even if the department has its costs, there are things that they are doing that is good. Because we saw the, you know, we went in our hearing. And I think this report should not be noted, it should be adopted. They got noted at the bottom. Just as we would like the report to be considered for adoption. Who moves this report?
I made a question. I've got a question
Park as a second one too. The Northern Cape Department of Education investigates who's behind the tracking of learners. Is that correct? To neighboring areas to do seasonal work. This needed to be stopped immediately.
I can support that one.
No, we can't take that. Now we say that the Minister of Education should ensure that the Northern Cape Department of Education. Who should stop it? Just explain, because you see, they just say learners were tough, but can the Education Minister stop that?
Well, no, say not. I wasn't there, but it's not saying to stop.
No, but can the Education Minister, can they say, I'll tell you what they are saying there, because I put the question mark there, about three question marks. Can the Education Minister stop the trucking of learners?
No, Chair, can the summary?
Can they investigate?
Yes, they can.
And they look at each other, what must they do?
Chair.
Sure.
The way I understand it, there is no immediate connection between the last sentence and the first one. When you say this needed to be stopped immediately, we are saying that the department's investigation into this tracking could eventually assist in stopping such a practice, not necessarily by the department.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. We recommend that such a practice be investigated by the department. Okay? That's
now,
full stop.
That is what you are saying.
Yes.
Honorable Makubela, we're going now to all four, maybe five people that want to speak. Honorable Makubela.
The department on its own may not be able to resolve the matter.
Mm.
My suggestion was going to be, yes, the department must be involved into finding a solution to this matter because it's affecting the kids.
Education, yeah.
Yes, but it should be a joint effort with the Department of Labor.
Labor, yes, that's what I'm coming back to it.
Yes, so they can get into that investigation and see that it's concluded so that in future, kids are not affected around those particular times.
Just work on something.
No
problem. Supply, following with details in respect of the movement. think this whole thing as long, and I can't say on as long. Just look through people the way we can look at that one.
Which one, sir?
8.1.4. It's a bit like, sorry, but there's something wrong with it. 8.1.4. You know, you're not sitting at your place. I want you to look at recommendation 8.1.4.
He's saying many things. And
yes, there's too many things. That's why I say it's long. 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 Honorable Dudley?
We want the education department to supply Parliament.
Yes.
Parliament or
the as normally, they supply to Parliament. They gave it to the Speaker, and the Speaker sends it to the committee. That is correct there, but there is too many things hanging there.
So it's say submit to Parliament?
Yeah, submit. Can you submit? But look at the whole sentence. Don't do it like piecemeal. There's a lot.
So submit to Parliament details.
Yeah, details.
In respect of funds adjustment, for example, legislation.
Now, for funds adjustment, come, just read through it. Talk to with Peter in respect of
what's wrong with that?
Fund for establishing funds. No, there's a lot wrong.
And that's fine, up to there, that's fine.
Yeah, but study centers. And to submit to Parliament details in respect of funds. No, we don't need to. How can I get out? We can't say unauthorized expenditure incurred. Now I'm looking at the funds and adjustments made for establishing the study centers. Now we have to leave out unauthorized. Yes, on the Mount Vera. That's why she looks like this.
You see, I'm not sure what you want to do with this. Because it's Northern Cape, and we're saying they must submit their details in terms of funds for study centers.
Now, let's rather take it out.
Yeah,
let's take this one out. Because remember, within the meeting we spoke to them. Do you remember? Within the meeting we spoke to them, and we spoke about these things to them. So I don't think we have to recommend, because that legislation even told the legislature to see that funds is adjusted for that. Can you remember when the legislation was in there?
You must not do that.
Now, wait, I'll tell you what
happened. Just to
explain that you can understand.
Yeah, though I was equally. That's why I'm hesitant to come into the matter. But I'm saying for us to recommend that a province should give Parliament a report
on their funds.
On their funds, yes, whatever movement, as if we will act on it. I think it's wrong. Certainly, that basis is wrong on its own. We rather, if we need any report, they must report to DBE. They can report to DBE. We can find a report from DBE. If there's funding to be moved, it will be DBE. That says this is your money and so on. But even if they give Parliament, we'll simply appreciate that. What else would Parliament do with that?
Because
I was going to fiddle with provincial.
You are correct, because we see it in that meeting. Remember in Kimberley, when we were there, those that were there, because we told the department, you have to work on it. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. We can't work on it, you have to work on it.
Are you withdrawing what you said earlier on?
Yes, we are withdrawing, because the thing is that the legislature oversights the department.
No, I'll just
certain now whether or not you are withdrawing. We are saying we are withdrawing on the basis that they can't submit to us as a committee via the speaker.
Yes. Look at all recommendations that we make. What happens? We just stay out of the process. Recommendations are made. Then the Honourable Frolic sent me a letter to say that he wrote a letter to the department and this is the letter. And he told him that to look at this report and come back with what they did with the recommendation.
Okay, Chief, thanks for now. Let me raise my argument, but it will rise again in the future. But let me just park it for now. Because by insinuation that will mean, I don't know what that will mean, that provinces will never submit to us as a committee via the speaker. That's not what you are saying. Okay. As long as that's not what you're saying.
No, I never say provinces will never.
Okay.
The only thing they do, they submit it to national, and national brings it to us.
No, because his argument say, but I'm okay for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Uncle Marco Bella?
No, sir. I think sort of you clarified the matter. My point is that they can't just submit to us as it now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll deal with their money. What matters is action that must be done.
Mm-hmm.
You must not want to receive reports for the sake of it. I think the issue is what is the procedure to handle this matter. We just want to see that. To say, no, they have shifted funds from here to that. They can even submit to the department. The department can actually talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we are not clear what we want to do with the report, then
mm-hmm.
it's not worth recommending.
Mm-hmm.
But, Chair, I'm sorry to be seen too late by this one.
No.
Is it not within our competence that at a given time we could, in fact, recommend in Parliament that a province, if we see that its funds was short-circuited? As far as this fund is concerned, who could recommend?
My problem with the
as a committee.
Mm.
Is it not possible?
No.
I just want to establish this as a matter of
principle. Let's just discuss it quickly and then you can say something. You know, my problem when it comes to provinces receive an equitable share. And with that equitable share, they decide so much is going to education, so much is going to health, so much is going to the other programs. Then it's taken further where national gives grants, like the you know, the infrastructure grant that the MIG but goes to sport, but education can use it too. They give you the school nutrition, they give you the HIV and AIDS, you know, all those grants. And what is a bit difficult, because like through the Monkey Valley report, what we were trying to do was to bring synergies between the department nationally and the provincial department. Because according to the constitution, we have a concurrent function. So with a concurrent function, it's very difficult to say, look here, province, you must give so much to education. Yeah?
Maybe, let me put it this way.
Mm.
The issue is that measure to come to the recommendation was the fact that the camp was not budgeted for, and he could not budget it.
Mm.
And therefore felt that the province needed to be assisted in terms of thinking that other programs in the province, not suffer just because there was this disaster.
Mm.
So I think honourable members should assist us in terms of seeing as to how that assistance can be brought to the problem. Policy and otherwise.
Wait first, I'm just going to Honourable Daddy and then I'm going back to him.
I'm going to say our problem is recommending something to the problem. So we should be recommending something that we can recommend that
to the Parliament can do, or that Parliament can do, that will enable the National Party to do. So if there's something blocking the National Department from doing something, then we could recommend that we've got to do something.
The National need another discussion.
Or the Department.
Yeah, like one from Fonshana says.
Or
yeah.
We want the Department to consider what ring fencing needs budget for camps or something like that.
I just out of it, that's not become confused. Honorable Makubera.
What Honorable Dudley said clarifies what has been the issue from the onset. That we can't just recommend direct to the province as if when they give us the report, we'll do something about that report ourselves immediately. That will not happen. But we can somewhat insist on the department to saying we want you to focus on that situation. So we just need a particular recommendation.
Oh, a particular?
Yes,
I understand now.
That says to DBE, this needs to be acted upon. They must tell us how they are resolving it.
How
resolving
this issue?
Yes.
When it comes to the study center.
The study, yes.
This is called a study center. What are they called again?
Education should ensure that Now, what do we say then? Ensure that the province is assisted. Have you got a solution there, can you use the way to put it in?
No.
Just give us a wording, because we've got here the Minister of Education to ensure that,
the wording is simple, but just...
Don't say it's simple.
Yes, it is.
I'll give it.
See, once I have said what I want to say, just leave out, we're saying, just leave out the Northern Cape Department. The rest...
We are going to say that the Department of Education should ensure... should ensure that a report is given to, yes. Now, but see, we've got here in front, we've got here, the Minister of Education should ensure that. Now I'm working from there, yes? Wait, a minute, yes?
I want to say 8.1.4 should be saying, isn't it the thing should ensure that the Northern Cape Department of Education is assisted in terms of funding for the establishment or for establishing the study centers and so on. But we're removing the unauthorized expenditure in care and all of that.
Establishment of the study centers, full stop, next.
Yes.
Full stop. And anything, and a report should be submitted on this in 30 days' time.
Yeah, but in terms of the report,
when you look at the, when you go down, 8.1.6, it's also saying this report should be submitted in 30 days and so on. What we can do, if all of them need 30 days, we can then just give that, on all of the above, as a committee to expect a report.
In 30
days or
something.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So we just got his assistance in the funding of the establishment of study centers. And his recommitment report, but we don't say anything today. Yes?
I
want
to
say
something.
Through
you, when we do overtime, like that we cannot make money, that we cannot tie ourselves. What it might be the reason why people believe that members of the parents died when we go. What if you say something on behalf of the minister and that by him without consulting the minister and taking it that should be done, must explore and understand that we need to give reports to the relevant people. But if we go out to any place and end up giving, we will like blaming ourselves. On behalf of the minister, I would say I want to check this, and I don't know if it's still relevant, because by the time I raised my hand, it was and I would like a lot of things to say. I'm not sure that I'm saying we need to be conscious that we won't.
On site visit, that is my own task.
That we...
Because you are correct, we can't buy the issue when it comes to funding. Because our recommendation should not have funding implications.
Because if I remember correctly, there was a place where we told that they were promised 2 million everywhere. And they wanted us to respond to that issue.
And we couldn't.
And we couldn't. What people go and promise and put time frame, and the person that is the responsible person is not a satisfaction. And I think, as a committee, as we go out with us, actually, give them comments and cannot be
true. I wonder, couldn't we leave out that recommendation? And like the Honorable Nina said earlier on, you know, when we were the department, for us as a committee, that we discuss this matter. How do members feel? How do members feel? Because the thing is, it is correct. We may not have financial implications when it comes to our recommendations. Honorable Gina?
Consider. Now, how are you going to put that one down? No, you can't. Let that
Let us not say we can't, you know, come up with
but
a solution.
Chair, with such an issue, I think we can have it actually when that meeting, you sat down with the department in the province, those are the issues that we really cannot take such a matter.
So you want that to take this out?
If they are scheduling their exams either within this week
or next week, and the report says considering postponement, by the time they are to submit the report, they will be telling you that they've written already. So the effect of this particular recommendation may be meaningless. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm trying to be saying, we must locate this particular kind of a resolution well, because if we don't do that, it will just be for the sake of it.
Yeah.
If we are convinced the exams have been postponed, it's an urgent one. It needs something else than to just put it in the report. The report goes and pretend as if exams won't be written because the department will be waiting for this recommendation, when they may not wait. They may be saying, in our view, they will write, and this when they are going to be sitting for the examination. So we need much more than just to put it here and think and hope that by the time they receive a report, they will not have written exams.
Now you've got a point there, because we must remember we went for the examination centre. And it was said there in that grade, everyone was concerned, you'll see it in the examination report, about the examinations of grade 1 to 11. And then they said it was not going to be written. Was that the reply on Martina when it comes to grade 1 to grade 11? We went for the examination. They just said the children are back at school, the learners are back at school, and they don't think they'll be able to write this year. What was it? I think that was it. Huh?
The
last one. Yes. Do you remember they said the learners were back at school? And then we still said, now what's going to happen to your matriculants of next year? You're not going to have matriculants. What is going to happen to grade 1 to grade 2? What's going to happen to grade 3 to grade 4? What's going to happen to 4 to 5? Because no one is writing. So I think, you know, when it comes to this year, the department should consider as a last resort to take it out. Because yeah, we have another updated report here. How do the members feel? Can we just remove it? Because they were very clear, you know, when we went to the examination, that everyone is back at school, but in a second
place.
Yeah.
I can agree with you that we remove it.
Yeah.
Because in the examination center, there were other exam papers that
yes,
were being printed.
Yeah.
Yes, they were being printed at that time.
Yes.
But that does not tell whether they will be writing now
or
later.
Yes.
Yes. But for us to be safe, we may have to leave it. Otherwise it will be there
and it's no substance. Let's look at 8.2.
It would not prevent just taking it out, because you're still asking for a report on these things.
Yeah.
Just taking it out, you just say that the department report on whether or not the exams were postponed. I mean, you do want a report on what actually took place there. You saw what might have taken place. So you want to report on what the updated situation was, how they handled the situation, if it's improved, if it hasn't improved, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't imagine that you'd want that out. I would imagine that you would want the report. You're just not wanting them to consider it as a last resort. You just want the report on whatever they did with regard to exams and postponement.
Not as recommending postponement. That's the issue.
Our recommendation is that we want to report that they include in their report.
A report on?
On
an update.
A report on whether or not exams were scheduled or postponed.
Exams were scheduled or postponed. How do members feel about the postponement?
The spirit of the issue was that the exams should be shifted by 1 week instead of
suspending the exams.
Yeah.
It was just a week's grace that was being given considering the situation. Because if you say postponement, we might be talking about a much, much longer period than the 1 week that was contemplated. And then the possibility is that now they could be thinking of suspending the exams completely.
Yeah.
can I just throw it down? Honorable Monique, a report on whether exams were scheduled. Not all postponed, scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Is there scheduled examination? Do you think we should receive such an update?
Yes, that could accommodate.
All right. How do people feel the teachers scheduled, the word scheduled, and we take out postponement? Mm-hmm. Yes, because scheduled means it was either they can tell us they wrote or they didn't write. Mm-hmm.
I think it's
scheduled. Then, Act 2, given that the service delivery process action in this district was political in nature, DVD should consider establishing a multi-party team to find lasting solutions to the problems experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the multi-party, I made a stroke below it, but it shouldn't be, we said, religious. And what did we say again there? The last one, 8.2, just read through it.
It's Parliament, not DVD.
The team of the study, what we said there on the topic. Everyone listen what we said there. This problem is not an education problem. And people said the problem was very political. So what we were pushing the whole time there was, can't we have like our faith-based leadership to go there and find out how they get a lasting solution for this?
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't like it's not a parliament thing, it's not a multi-party thing, it's just there's unrest. And we are drawn into the unrest, and that we have to remember. Yes, I'm going to go
on. Chairperson, I appreciate the difficulty of that recommendation, because even for us to draw a conclusion that such a protest was political, whatever that means, because education now can also be political.
Yeah, political.
You see, so there's a difficulty in that one. I don't know whether it's not prudent to leave it out altogether. Because now if we recommend that religious people should go in there, what gives us the right to give that mandate to religious? I know as a Christian myself, they have this moral
obligation.
Yes, but I don't think it's educationally correct to go that route.
Yes, Honourable.
Chair, I hear what Honourable Mponjane is saying, but the spirit again in that situation was that a multidisciplinary team consisting of experts of whatever persuasion is necessary to quell down that type of a situation. In essence, we are avoiding a situation where all the people involved will be pointing fingers at each other for this or for that. That is why we were saying also a multidisciplinary team should be sent there. It could include religious people. It could not include, but it could include knowledgeable people, particularly those who are known in that community. But people who would give expert advice and expert recommendations. That is the essence of what we were trying to say. It could be a multi-party team. It could be a multidisciplinary team. But we want the situation to be brought under control and be solved once and for all. Thank you. Maybe I'm stretching your mind. I don't know.
You are explaining. I'm coming last to you, Honorable Mishwana. Honorable Daddy.
If it read, given that the service delivery process action in the district is complex, Parliament should consider establishing a multi-party interface interdisciplinary team to find lasting solutions to the problem.
interdisciplinary team to do what?
That multi-party interface interdisciplinary team to find lasting solutions, to work with the community in finding lasting solutions to problems.
We're going to read it again on the morning for everyone. I first want to listen to Honorable Mishwana. Honorable Mishwana.
Thank you.
What is your passing? Honorable Mishwana.
Thank you, Senator. I understand and
yes.
Respect this issue of interface. But then the entities may not necessarily be covered by this particular thing. And most of our the entities are given.
The power, yeah.
So that if we exclude them, we're like keeping it the same. Whatever we do, could we include them?
Yes. They just check this at it. Just take something to it. Can I see it? And then on for money, last next, listen, last. Because you came up with that idea when you were there. You remember?
Alright. So I'll read it again and where I see that
yeah.
So given that the service delivery project action in the blah 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 district is complex, Parliament should consider establishing a multi-party interface interdisciplinary team to work with the community and SDB to find lasting solutions to the problem.
Is that okay?
I'm going to.
Alright,
Chair, I understand and accept the formulation.
So it covers everything we said there to them. Then at the bottom, we have to receive reports within 50 days of finalization of this report. And are we correct to say the report should be considered? To be considered for adoption?
Yes.
Adoption, yes. Because, you know, we have to say, because I'm asked those questions, you know, whether the committee did it not. What did you say? Did you say you're not adopting? What did the agency do? They say they're adopting. I'm asked those questions. Let's look at
when
the question.
The report you are adopting.
Yes.
The 24-hour report, you don't need to adopt it.
All right, who causes the report?
I do.
All right, second?
No, all
right. Let's go to the KwaZulu-Natal report. The KwaZulu-Natal, yes, KwaZulu-Natal and Northern Cape Department of Education, where we went to the examination. I give you, just read page number one and give you about 3 minutes.
Just page one.
Moving and supporting of the place. Can you take out one of the things?
No, there's no gender. The moving. But we check if they can carry to take the first level or move on behalf of women. Moment.
Hi, my friend.
I suspect that I don't hear what. Where's Mazur Natal?
KwaZulu Natal didn't report to me.
And Northern Cape.
And they did not report to me too.
Alright, but the rest, that's where, yeah, look through it. Just look through it. Honorable Mon, you can get fairly air. Alright. Yeah. Page 2. As an overview of the examination system, page 3, I'll stop for 3 minutes, please.
Page 3. That's the last report.
Yes, our last report. Because only covering honorable to you, myself, I can pass that other report that you want to know.
Which one?
And Lamour. The one when we went to Malusi's conference, they didn't want the ultimate to go. So we only, it's only us that can impart that report. Page 4.
I don't have question myself.
Page 4. What's
that? No, I
have that. Page 4. I'm giving you time to speak to you want us to accept it tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Tomorrow?
No,
I'm not ready for tomorrow. I got the phone in this morning.
Page 5.
If you want me to come back, you should come back. Yeah? And you know, we were told to read this way. Just like this. You scan.
On page 5, it's not an issue.
Yes, that's the outline.
It's just funny that the cells from the bottom.
Yeah.
The discussion, you see where it started with the discussion and final edition of the memorandum that they.
Yes.
That's a big thing to off.
No, that's I tell you something. Look at me that has to tell you those things, I thought.
You thought it meant?
Yes. Loella, just sort out your page 5. For you people that you don't want to speak with. Page 6? Page 6, yes, you must just talk it out. Even the last one, Loella. Yes, now I shall the senior. Page 6. The committee's observation. Yes, my dear.
On the committee observation.
Yes. Yeah, we saw this.
What the committee observation is the time of
so what's it? Where as a committee's observations on page 6. Next.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, now the second paragraph. The committee commended the KwaZulu, Natal department, which included preparing learners early on.
The committee raised the concern around the intersection of the time frame for January.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's a question mark. What was that? Because we don't know anything about insufficient context time.
Where did you do that?
I think we have to take it out here. Because I can't remember we ever discussed in insufficient context time. Perhaps one of them raised it by mistake. Look at this report, Mr. Daddy, with written, was Bruna Tell and Norin Kate.
That's what it says on the front, but if I go to page 6,
yes,
and I look at,
I'll think about it. Page 7. Page 7.
That's my girlfriend.
Page 7. Just go through it. Our very best for her. Page 7. Page 8. Just a line for these people carefully. But I don't like a figure standing there on the other side.
Seven.
Yeah?
On page
7. You remember I had some challenge before I went out, and I need to be informed so that I can go out with a different money from all of you. The last part, the one paragraph. Could I think less than 50% vote the common text that was in my is this what was at least why they went out there? Because I'm seeing this.
No, but if it's here, then it's what the reason.
I'm sure it's when I went out.
Yeah.
So you did not update me when it's here.
You have to ask us to be updated, madam. Yes, Uncle Daddy.
On the committee observation, there's a format on page 6 where it's broken up into.
Yes.
Yeah. And then on page 8 and on further on, it's actually in one paragraph. Perhaps we should make it even more.
Yes, that's
important.
Yeah. Page 7. Page 8.
Acquittal.
Page 9.
No problem.
Page 10. The committee observation should be bulleted, yeah? I wonder why you people are so lazy. Page 11. Page 11. Bundy check. It's going to be the
reminder.
Yeah. Yes. Page 12. We're now going with the Northern Cape. Just look at this here, they by legislation.
That was
obvious,
and why do we have embedded comments?
But you see there what they are saying there. They're saying monitoring of state readiness.
Page 11. Page 11, sir.
Page 11.
Yes, the. The DPE declared that the Northern Cape Department of Education was ready and fit to administer the NEC version in the phone. Why don't you just say was ready?
But we don't know where.
That one fit, you know, it has gotten the solution of not helping well.
Yes.
Why
do people
don't
speak like this? Fit and ready, ready and fit.
That's
wrong. Page 14. Why was your union not here?
Which one? This is my union.
I see it in the paper, the sales,
for your information,
yes.
NATO is a non-aligned union.
Everyone says
that. No, not SATU, SATU is aligned.
Everyone says that.
Non-aligned.
No, but everyone says
so. Anyway, we need some, I can have some workshop from
you.
Yes,
you are global chair. No, I think. There's no longer aligned, I mean,
because, you know, I saw that this is
a perfect
weekend
workshop.
Cannot call.
The Balmy Council.
Cannot call.
You know what? We tell you this one. I was so surprised. The DAC had nothing to do with Nakhtawusa. But the KwaZulu-Natal DA was speaking for Nakhtawusa in one of the papers.
The what?
They were speaking for Nakhtawusa.
Chairperson, I'm sure you were speaking about this report and not about the paper.
And
are you not?
Page 15.
Page 15.
Page 15.
Page 15.
Page 15. Page 15. Now we're going to have a workshop on these unions on NATO and Aptawusa. And Peu de Kovo. Peu. Let's look at the recommendations. The Portfolio Committee on Basic Education, having conducted the oversight visit to the Northern Cape and considered the issues that were raised, makes the following recommendation. You can't say
Correct.
Yeah.
And if you just look at the way you are lying here on this page. Now the committee having conducted the oversight visits to KwaZulu-Natal and the Northern Cape and considered the issues that were raised make the following recommendations. The Minister of Education should ensure the following. Shouldn't we say should consider? Our members feel should consider the following.
Yes.
You know, because I don't like that word, should ensure, should consider.
But we're going to have the same problem. And
no, I can.
And I'm going to say exactly what we're going to go around this now. But the problem we had last time was that we were telling the provinces, we were saying the minister must ensure people think in provinces and constitutionally we can't often do that. So we need to stick with either.
That's why I used the word, the Minister of Education should consider the following, then we're going to have our job. We're going to have bullet points, right?
Yes.
And then we're going to say here, update Parliament, we go here, we start, should consider the following, update Parliament on plans to address the challenge of insufficient storage space for examination material in court settings.
That's the same possibility.
All right. Now let's look see how what we're going to do now in the next one. The Northern Cape Department of Education support to learners who have very little or no schooling. The minister should ensure, should consider, consider to assist. The Minister of Education should assist with the following, yeah. And then I'll be doing the first one.
And then we can meet the first one as a head one. Because we want something from the student at Cal, but we're actually just asking the minister
to assist with the following. Yes. And then after the Northern Cape can leave it as such. And then
I'm making your decision.
Now I'm waiting for what? She's eating. I want to eat.
I just wanted to know if in these recommendations we want to give the minister a discretion or do we want to have a situation where something is done?
Yes. We want that to assist.
Well, to enforce?
No, we cannot force.
Why don't we say that the minister should consider the advisability of the following?
The what?
The advisability of the following.
The Minister of Education should consider the viability.
Advisability.
Now, can't you just say the Minister should assist? Because assistance is needed here. Yeah.
But we are saying one minister will be discretion.
No, ma'am. The Minister should assist.
Okay,
alright. And then small wording would change, like we said, of should would be to that say, like, the general self-professional department of education to update, and we said, and assist the department to update.
To update department.
So a little word,
yeah.
Like
then the Northern Cape Department of Education.
And continue to they are always
thank you.
To assist learners who have little or no schooling with you. The Northern Cape Department of Education support. Now, just when I think in supporting learners, in supporting,
or
lend support, to lend support. actually you intimidating me.
And if
when you are talking and you stop up your hand while you are talking.
And if they're not
using
that,
that
would be awareness with someone on the stage.
All right. Yes, somebody find me.
Yeah. We
need Yeah, just see.
So all of that works in fine, but then 15.2 should be
people who the minister should ensure the following.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have written that Parliament should receive from the SOSA and the Northern Cape Department of Education.
That is what I'm doing.
Yeah. Now, you can take out that SOSA because she doesn't work with that SOSA. And we just say that Parliament should receive. Yeah. And then we just, like I said, letter and ask them to send that information.
Mm-hmm.
But you said we can telephone soon, so we'll do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So this report should be considered for adoption. Alright. Who moves and who seconds?
I was
second.
I move that
second. Can I just say something, people, before we close the meeting? We got a report here on the Umalusi conference. Ambogina went through the report, and the only thing we said the report should be noted. Should it be just go through?
Yes.
I move in a second. No, no. we made a note of everyone's names to that game. So I'm going to make in fairness and put out everyone's names. Because even Honorable Hanya put together money last week in the meeting. So in fairness, we just going to put down the names of the people. In fairness, when the gift is given to him, with a card, saying it from wah.
I was telling to promote unity. It should be, I don't know, it should start next year. If we give as a committee, I don't see any reason why anyone of us should not be.
Honorable Mani, that gave 151. Honorable, do you know what I'm talking about? Yes, because I forgot mine, but I gave it last week after the meeting. Honourable Dina, would you like to speak? And second, everything is your time. I know you're not feeling well, but please, my dear.
I think it's just a week before she says, I can say something about
right.
Before Dina, remember?
Yes.
Chairperson, I want to personally thank you for driving us well this year. It's important. Because I know it's very difficult in a community when people are not treated equally. Personally, I feel that you don't have that thing, you know. We will feel free to participate in this, but we are not threatening whatsoever. And I think we are fortunate to have you as a president. That's what I wanted to say humbly from my very what position.
Bottom
position.
And thanking all the other people because we are united to be Muslims.
Yeah.
We must come with one party. You must join the
Can I just say something before Comrade Dina starts on for Dina? I must say, you know, with each member sitting here, a person could see, you know, beginning of the year we started together, and a person can see improvement in each person. You know, for example, the way you question, the way you interrogate.
Why
you do things
unforeseen? Sorry, Chair. Are you saying Mr. Potan is going to get the award for the outstanding attendance in the committee?
I now give it over to Honorable
Gina. I'm just saying, Chair, we must just be sensitive or cautious that if we promote this cooperation and go around bragging about it, some members will lose their membership in this committee from their party. Because they will be saying, you cooperate a lot and they don't want that.
Yes, we know. So we rather shut up. Honorable Dina?
Before I even thank you and the members, Chairperson, since we are not even going to the market centrally, I think it should be important for us just to encourage members in their provinces to go and visit. I know Chairperson, we need a permit to do that, but remember even last year we did negotiate with the EDGs only that we could not collect those charges. We needed access to the If ever as a committee we were ready to draw on the committee, we can write to the department just to get those cards for the members of the committee to say wherever you are, you can access whatever marketing center you have to monitor. But I think when you come back next year, we have that information, direct information from different provinces, what happened. So, we are the members of the committee, we are not supposed to write so that we receive those cards, those permits before we leave.
That's leadership.
Yes, that's why I said I'll work back to because it is leadership.
Otherwise, Chairperson, allow me again, thank you for giving me this chance just to send the members of the committee. Really, I think we've been more than at work, but at home. Sometimes to have people like Rebecca Kanyako who can just shout at him. It's so nice, and really. That is what he is. He says, that is his fault anyway. Not for the first time. I would like people like him, and, you know. Whenever there is something wrong, the Kanyako cannot just be the voice of the issue, just for you.
Let's get down to smile.
I think that is such a character that you need when you are in work. Almost everyone here, we're just like a family. There is no
party line that much.
I know Baba has raised this to say, when we refer to the members of different parties, they always been saying that it's them, it's you and them, but we don't see that line that much in our community. Or Babu's mind do not say it's him and us, you know, and then I think we're working very well. I cannot even mention that another Mbonji.
Mbonjana.
Sometimes I can feel that he's more of the agency more than
I think on
behalf of you,
yes.
This is one committee chair where, in whatever level they are seated, we never have a problem or a complaint saying to the members of
do not have reports. And I think we have been the perfect committee this year.
Thank
you very much, Chairperson. I know we've lost one member of the Revenue Mahanda, which we need in the portfolio committee. But the pity, I'm not sure of the proven that we have next week or the week after. Because for me, it was going to be even more good if ever Mahanda was going to be here with the committee when we hand over the committee, rather than sending the person to pay on behalf of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it was him to feel that he was really applying the contributions that he has made.
We'll call the new reports, they're going to find out, and we'll call the members, and we'd like you to come down to take down chat for them. So then, I'll welcome you. No, we don't know, because it's Mahanda at the moment who's in Pretoria. So we have to find out when he's coming back. If he comes back in the week, then we can take just a short time of just half an hour in the morning. Some share my 60 will have to buy the tickets tomorrow.
Even though that's just a thing that I think as a committee we have commanded even from the department, the closer relationship with created. And even above that, they know that though we don't mind the same, but when it comes to the work that we need to do, I think we're standing in very well on that one. And all our emphasis has been given. So, Jefferson, let us just wish the whole community a very good function. Go there, enjoy yourself, get out of the strength from
your family.
With your family, with your friends, with your loved ones.
And not with a small hour.
If it is part of their lives,
then I believe
that
they
are
dying. And then what is the one here? I would like to thank Comrade Honourable Gina for the other thanks we received. And I must say, if it might tell Honourable Hanya, not to smile, but I mean, look, one time you can see his face, his eyes are smiling, that's why he comes. Because he keeps himself serious, but you can see his laughing at him in the eyes.
On the point of order.
Thank you.
Yes,
that is my point of order.
Let me not finish yet.
Yes. Chairperson, I thank the whole committee. I know when I talk of the committee, I wouldn't leave out our staff members, but I think I need to mention them. So that they don't think I'm just talking of the members.
Mm-hmm.
Without them, Chairperson, whatever I said just in our success to them,
wouldn't
be. So really, the relationship we had with them, the way they work hard, and we can call them even at night, and I've never seen them, you know, changing their opinions. So, thank you very much. We wish you are, whichever you are not there supporting our community.
Thank you.
you want to
have
to